Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bellavia, we're live at the 2018 SPCA Radiothon brought to you by Geico, and they're asking you to be an angel for the animals by calling the Comtel donor line 873-SPCA 77, what is that? 873-7722, and every angel for the animals gets a special gift from Mighty Taco. And also the 4 o'clock hour of the Bowerly and Bellavia show at the SPCA Radiothon is brought to you by The Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. There we go. You got the right host to fill in today. Let me tell you that. At any rate, we're joined here by the communications chief at the SPCA, Gina Browning. And before we left, and we'll take your calls, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Has an animal changed your life? You know, you think about why some of the reasons people get support animals. There was a story out of Delta. Did you see that? Where they're like, no more kittens and puppies. We're not dealing with it. How do you take that? Because at the same time, there are legitimate reasons why someone needs a comfort animal. A lot of people have taken advantage of that. The comfort iguana, the comfort ferret. You know, the airlines are making a stand, but do you think that stand is a humane stand?
I don't know. I've gone every time I hear it, I hear a different perspective on it. I'll tell you, I have seen people who need service animals for some pretty serious mental health issues. Right. And I mean, members of my own family. And you wouldn't know that that person is suffering from this issue. So it's very easy, again, to make these judgments. Just the same way people say, well, how did somebody in the family not take that person's dog? It's very easy to make a snap judgment and say, well, why does that person need a service animal? I don't think that person looks handicapped or impaired at all. And what they don't realize is that person is going through severe anxiety, severe depression. You just don't know. You don't know what they're going through. So that's a tough one. You know what? If they can't do it right, and if they can't properly care for the animals while the animals are in flight, it shouldn't be done. But
no, but there are times, though, and before we when we went to break, we were talking about what it means to have a humane society.
Yeah.
Without losing our focus that these are not human beings. I mean, right?
Exactly.
We're not going to give constitutional rights to a dog.
Exactly.
In some countries, though, in their constitution, South Africa's constitution, it specifically talks about animals and the way animals should be treated in their society. I mean, how do we balance that? I think many people in the audience would agree that we're stewards and we have to take care, you know, whether
That's
you're
right.
religious or not, we're called upon to take care of the earth.
That's right.
Right?
But again,
we don't want to be crazy.
It comes down to what we were talking about before the break. How do you define the word humane?
So how
now,
do you define it?
I guess you could say I'm blessed with the opportunity to have worked here in 1990. Now, I have to qualify this by saying that I started at a time where things were really changing already when I started. But again, this is not an exaggeration when I say that on a typical summer day in July in 1990, 91, 92, we had 32 employees, and on a typical summer day, 75, 80, 90 cats coming in.
Really?
Now, when you have a day where 75, one day, 75 cats coming in, and two are adopted that day, what are you going to do with 73 cats? And fortunately, we're not living in this era now, but at that time, we were all helping to hold these animals for the only answer that we had at that time. And this is when I become enraged when people call and they say, I don't understand why I have to put my cat on a waiting list. I have to get rid of my cat because I'm moving tomorrow and I want to drop my cat off now. And they're furious with us and they say that we're not humane because we have a waiting list. They weren't the ones in 1990 holding a purring kitten as one of our compassionate staff members had to euthanize it. So I start talking about that definition of humane because at that time in 1990, 91, that was the only humane solution. What were we going to do? Let 75 cats run around loose in one day?
Well, that's what Cleveland does.
It's terrible. No, we're talking about some of these transport partners we have in other parts of the country. Thank God this community backs us up and allows us to become a receiving shelter, because we are receiving these beautiful animals who would have been euthanized in states that don't have the level of animal welfare and care that we have. And again, we only have it because of the people of this community supporting us. And that's why we can do this.
And if you want to support the SPCA, the 2018 Radiothon brought to you by GEICO, the Comtel donor line, 873-SPCA. Everyone who becomes an angel to the animals gets a special gift from Mighty Taco. And this hour is brought to you by The Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. You know, you talk about the old days, but today, this is not the same job.
No.
There's a different education. We're constantly reminded, you know, I will tell you that if you told an animal cruelty story, that most people, they can stomach abuse to humans, and it's just, oh, that was a horrible thing that happened. You talk about an animal, they go crazy.
That's right.
Now, I'm saying that there's a healthy balance between the two,
mm-hmm.
but when you consider, you know, the difference between neglect and abuse, it's really the same thing, is it not?
Violence is violence is violence is violence. And you can say, well, you know, abuse to humans, well, is that where you can start saying, is it worse than abuse to an animal? But you can't isolate those two incidents. You have to make that connection. It's not a surprise anymore when you talk about violence to animals and how that can ultimately lead to violence to humans. And you start hearing about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Every
serial killer. You hear it. It's not even a surprise anymore. And I remember back in 1990, we had a public official who said that connection was pie in the sky. And I remember at that time rolling my eyes at that statement, because I was very new to the animal welfare world, but I knew, there is a connection here. Violence is violence.
It's a huge flag.
People who want to ignore animal cruelty have to take some kind of responsibility for the cruelty that ultimately happens to people.
What do you make of accidental, I call them the animal idiots, they don't mean to be stupid, but they do things out of compassion. Feeding a feral cat. There's a cat running around, you want to do its best, but then you don't do it every day. Or you want to feed the deer in your yard, or you want to give the bear a honeycomb.
You're talking about taking one level of responsibility. I want to keep the cat fed, and maybe I'll have a nice warm place for it in the garage, but I won't have it neutered. So now I'm keeping it healthy and warm enough to reproduce. And yeah,
there are people right now leaving food out for a black bear in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous.
That, I would have to say, I mean, despite of the letters that we'll probably receive, I would have to call that stupidity.
Right.
Because they don't understand that could be a very dangerous situation, not just to the animals in their neighborhood, but to the people in their neighborhood.
But even someone that just wants to, like, I knew a story of a guy I grew up with that would every morning take a scoop of cat food and just throw it on the street.
And irresponsible.
Neighborhood cats would gather and eat it off the street. But it's like, they wild? What are they?
They think they're doing the right thing, because they are thinking with their hearts. And they're saying, you know what, we care enough about these animals, we can't watch them starve. I have to admit, when I started here, I had a similar mentality until one day one of our officers said, Gina, how many cats have you seen laying dead along the sides of the road because they have starved to death? Because if that were reality and if that was a possibility, wouldn't we see streets filled with dead cats because nobody fed them in the winter? What we're doing is trying to shift the perspective of our community. And when people say that they're starting to feed stray cats, we're talking about stray cats now as community cats. These are cats who are traditionally, they're not owned. The neighborhood kind of takes care of them. The first thing you want to do is make sure that animal is spayed or neutered so you don't have 70 more cats in 2 years. And start caring for these animals as a community. Because the reality of it is, we're not going to come and trap all of these feral cats. We're not going to come and trap all these stray cats, and you won't find animal control who'll do that either.
And when it comes to animal control, I see people wearing, appears to be, officer uniforms. And that's another aspect of what the SPCA does.
Well, animal control is very different from a humane society. We're a humane society with animal rescue workers, animal cruelty investigators. Now when you're talking about animal control, you're talking about a whole different ballgame. Because now they're dealing with animals who they're getting so many strays a day, especially with the Buffalo City Shelter that has made such strides over the last 10 years. I can't even begin to talk about how our city shelter has come so far.
But you work work with animal control.
We work very closely with them, yeah. Yeah, we'll go to the city shelter a couple times a week, and we're able to take some animals whenever our space permits, which fortunately is quite often.
Wow. And so as far as the Radiothon SPCA, you can give them a call on the Comtel donor line, 873-7722. It's the Radiothon presented by GEICO. Gina Browning joins me. You know, we're asking people to call in at 803-0930, star 930, with their stories of animals. And in the past, we've talked to people that have post-traumatic stress dogs and people that lose a loved one. In your own life, though, you talk about, like, how you have to have a separation. You fall in love with a parrot. You love a dog,
yeah.
But you can't take it home. But when you think about it, how many of these animals, is there a policy where you can't do that if you work at the SPCA?
Where you can't take many home?
Right, like there's a certain, like you have a quota of...
In other words, will we allow a staff member to adopt 35 cats
right.
in the course of 2 months? No,
they're
we won't do
that. They're taking care of them anyway. I mean, what's the point? Might as well bring
no,
them to the apartment.
No, we won't allow that, no.
But,
or foster or volunteer, you know. No,
but
we don't
you have to. It takes a compassionate spirit to do a job like this. But you also have to love enough to be, you know,
well,
cut things
you
off.
Mentioned when you talked about stupidity. You know, we talk about different types of animal cruelty, and there are the people who set animals on fire or throw them out of the cars of moving vehicles. Then you get something that is considered animal cruelty in New York State that is quite different, and the person is quite different. It's not a stupid person. It's a person who is, as you said, compassionate, but it is the person who maybe started off with 4 cats, and then by the next year there were 20, and then by the next year there were 50 or 60 or 70. And it's not just individuals. There are some animal agencies who do this as well, but they're in over their heads. We talk about animal hoarding, and some people say, well, how did that person get into that situation? But what we're dealing with in many of these circumstances is a mental illness. And unfortunately, the cases that people usually hear about are the cases where there are 150 and we have to press charges because the people aren't cooperative. What people don't hear about are the cases where people will call us, a family member will say, you know, my grandma's in over her head. She realizes it now. We've got 40 cats. Can you help us minimize this population? Can you help? And over the course of 6 months, we will help her get down to 1 or 2 cats.
Wow. And that's a choice.
It is. And you know what? It's somebody who is compassionate. It's not stupidity the way the other examples
were.
And
then there's overfeeding. Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. We're at the SPCA Radiothon 2018, sponsored by GEICO. You could be an angel to the animals by calling the Comtel donor line at 873-SPCA. That's 873-7722. They want to remind you that every donation... As an angel to the animals, you get a gift from Mighty Taco. Joining me right now is Director of Wildlife, Barbara Haney. And you've got some... Look, when you think of the SPCA, you think of dogs and you think of cats.
Yeah, well, I don't, but
because you're the wildlife
that's
director.
That's right.
But I'm saying most people don't even know that a wildlife director... Why would you need a wildlife director
right.
in Erie County?
Well, you know, our mission for 152 years is to create a kinder, more caring community for all creatures, not just the fuzzy kittens and puppies, but, you know, the raptors and all of the mammals, the fox and opossums, the only marsupial in North America, I might add.
So it's not just domesticated animals that have personalities. It's the animals that you can't pet and cuddle with. That still deserve to be treated with respect.
Absolutely. You know, and we're pretty unique here in Western New York that we even have a wildlife division as part of our SPCA. That's not normal in other humane societies or SPCAs. I think it's only about a half dozen in the United States. So, like, we're ahead of the game here. We have people coming from all over the country to see what we do with wildlife here.
And some of those species, you've got what? Sitting? What is in this building right now?
We have a baby pigeon, we have a red-tailed hawk, we have an eastern screech owl right now. All of these have either been injured, or they're sick, or they're orphaned.
And that's a tip that you get from someone that says it's a sick eagle?
That's right. The only way that a wild animal can make it here is a human has to realize that they're in trouble and bring it to us, or call us and we go and rescue it. But yeah, the human component is really important here.
So those are the birds. What else? What else is in here?
Let's see. You know,
tell me about the what was it? The bad hip. The animal with the bad hip. The beaver.
Right. So
you had a three beaver.
That's right. So in the last couple of months, we've had three beavers that have come into our wildlife department. And the day that Ruth Bader Ginsburg broke her ribs, we had a beaver come in. And we had no idea what was wrong with it. We knew it got hit by a car. But we did x-rays, and we saw that it had three broken ribs. Well, it was just too much for us. You know, normally we don't name the wildlife that come into our hospital because we really want to separate any, you know, we're not about cuddling and
right.
domesticating. And, you know, our point, we want to keep them wild and get them back into the wild. So we don't name them as part of our practice to not develop bonds with them. Anyway, this one we had to name, though. Absolutely. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
You couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, with broken ribs on the
broken
same,
ribs.
Same day.
On
yeah.
the same day. And it's not, and so, but those, what do you do with the beaver once they're...
Right, so beaver are pretty unique, and we actually drove it to Cornell to get an expert to work on it.
Wow.
And that's what we do. You know, we look at every single animal that comes in here.
There's no adoption for a beaver.
No.
There's no one's going to take a pigeon.
No.
And it wouldn't be a responsible thing
no.
to give a person a pigeon.
No, wild
Mike
animals.
Mike Tyson, are you listening to this?
Are meant to be in the wild.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And that's part of what we do is educate, right? Because people, you know, just really understanding what's best for each animal. And in the wild, you know, we really have to, you know, I think we had a conversation about coyotes.
Yeah.
Right? And that's part of what we do here at the SPCA is really educate people about what's normal. What should we expect from wild animals?
I want to, if you could stay with me past this commercial break, I want to ask you about, there are people that think there are big cats living in Western New York.
There could be. Yeah. The DEC actually believes that there could be bobcats, and then also larger ones might, they can walk hundreds of miles, so
are
they might
walk. Are you prepared
for
that?
Are we prepared to rehab them
yeah.
if they needed to be? No, but we could get them to where they needed to go. Like,
wow.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk more about all the different things that are out there, and if someone comes across a wounded animal, what to do. Barbara Haney joins us. She's the wildlife director of wildlife here at the SPCA. We're doing the radiothon sponsored by Geico. 2018, be an angel to the animals. Call the Comtel donor line at 873-SPCA. And everyone who becomes an angel for the animals, you get a special gift from Muddy Taco. Also want to remind you to call this program, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. What animals are in Western New York that everyone tells you that you saw something and they're like, no, I remember it was coyote. No one said there were coyotes in Western New York. They did not exist. And then one day, everyone saw a coyote and said, wow, that's what... And are they coyotes or coyotes?
You can call them, you know, possum or opossum. I mean, you know,
right.
that, neither here nor there.
Okay, there we go. That is from the expert herself.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
Picking out the songs. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate Sean Murphy back in the studio. We are live at the SPCA. It's the 2018 Radiothon brought to you by Geico. And you can call the Comtel donor line at 873-SPCA. 873-7722. And if you become an angel to the animals, you get a special gift by our friends at Mighty Taco. And also this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia at the SPCA Radio-a-thon is brought to you by The Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. I'm joined by the SPCA Director of Wildlife, Barbara Haney. And I am fascinated by, first of all the... It's a type of job you never know what's going to come through the door.
Every day is different, really. We don't know. Last year in the spring, we had a weather event, and... tens of thousands of loons just fell out of the sky in Western New York, and every single waterway was filled with loons. It was like unprecedented. We'd never seen this ever.
We see it every day on our text board. That's what we have in the audience, loons. No, but so what you were saying, though, that how many are we talking? What's the number?
Seriously, they thought tens of thousands, so like 10 to 50,000 loons.
Wow.
And grebes. These were all diving ducks, and they were migrating. So they were headed north, And this was about end of March, beginning of April. And we had, I don't know if you remember, we had this horrible storm. It was like a windy storm, and then they all just fell out of the sky.
Wow.
And they a lot of them landed on water, which is good, but there were so many that they just ate all the fish. They were starving.
Wow.
They were falling on parking lots thinking those were waterways.
That'd be horrible. You think of the apocalypse is coming or something.
For real. Well, you know, birds don't lie. Wildlife don't lie. You know, if you really want to look at what's going on in the world, you know, take a really close look at the birds. They say the canaries in the coal mine.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, there's no doubt that there are changes in weather and changes, you know, we're seeing changes. And if you just look at birds, and I look at a lot of birds, we're seeing like these diving ducks. They're not, the waters just aren't as cold here.
You know, you bring up that canary in the coal mine, and I'm trying to think how that started. Someone had to have brought a canary with them.
They did. They brought little cages of canaries.
But the first guy. Yeah. He must have been a guy that just always had a canary with him. And then one day it dropped dead, and they're like, oh, my God, Phil just dropped dead. There's a gas leak. No, so we're talking with wildlife director at the SPCA, Barbara Haney. Now, here's something I'm getting a ton of feedback on. What is out there that would probably shock the listener right now as far as, you know, what we consider these things don't exist? Rattlesnakes are not in this listening audience.
No, but we are seeing, you know, more and more animals that may have been in the South are showing up in you know, they may have gotten as far as mid-Pennsylvania, and now we're seeing that they're getting up into New York based on
what percentage of that
changes
in
habitat.
Is animal migration, and what percentage of that is just someone who let a, you know, ball python out?
Right. Well, there's that, too.
Right.
You know, like, for instance, red-eared sliders. These are turtles that never used to be in New York State. But unfortunately, people had them as pets. They get tired of them as pets because they're kind of hard pets to have. And in fact, we have a couple here that are up for adoption. But you better be prepared. You know, you have to have the right heat. You have to have an aquatic environment for them. They need a basking area. And people would get sick of them and just dump them in the creeks.
You described my mother's living room. That's how hot it is in there at all times.
Well, she might
degrees.
Like a red-eared slider.
She might like a slider. Who knows? Hey, so tell me the story. You got a bald eagle.
Yeah. So it was July 2nd, really, right before Independence Day. And I was on... I take the pager home at night. It was 10:30 at night, and I get a phone call, and someone says, "Hey, I have an eagle." Well, I hear that all the time, okay? And I'll say, "Send me a picture," and it might be a pigeon or it could be a duck. But sure, lo and behold, someone sent this picture, and it was a juvenile bald eagle, and it was clearly sick, and it was on the shores of Lake Ontario. And, you know, they had said that they saw it. It wasn't acting right for most of the afternoon. And within a half an hour, we had that in our veterinarian's care and really saved its life. We didn't think it would live through the night, and it did. It took us a while. We got it into a big enclosure, and we released that eagle. And you know, that's the thing, we're there, you know, all the time. I'm taking the pager home, and at 10:30 I'm getting
a
phone
call. Why do
you
have a pager in 2018?
Well, okay,
what's going on?
I know.
Comtel
okay.
is doing your donor line. Someone get the woman a cell phone at the SPCA.
Well, funny you should say that, because just last year we did switch over, so now I get texts. Yeah,
so now you get texts.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm
so
back.
We're look out 2004.
Thanks for watching out for
here
me though.
No, but this, when you talk about the ability to, you know, we didn't even have bald eagles in this region.
True.
40 years ago.
That's absolutely true.
And now, who knows what you're going to be doing 10 years in the future.
We don't.
That's a scary thing. Do you have the resources to do it? If someone finds a wild animal that is a baby, cute, beautiful little raccoon, no mom, no dad, it would be the perfect domesticated pet, correct?
Ugh.
Why do people do that?
Why do people take wild animals into their home? You know, there's something about humans, and, you know, you probably know a lot more about humans than I do, but We like to make things ours, right? We like to domesticate. We like to take them in. This is mine, you know? And
it's very true, though. It's like you're breaking the animal. You're showing it love. You feel good about yourself.
You feel good about
but
it.
But the animal is miserable and is waiting to claw your eyes out.
That's absolutely right. This is not, you know, I have to keep that in mind. When we bring these animals into our hospital to care for them and to get them better and back into the wild, we are subjecting them to torture. It is stressful for them to be in a cage and being given medicine and maybe being force-fed because they can't eat. You know, this is incredibly stressful. So we are balancing, you know, the stress of that animal with taking care of them and getting back into the wild. And so anytime we take a wild animal and bring it into our home and think we're doing it a favor, we better look long and hard at that.
That's a really good point. I hope so many people out there listen to it because, you know, you heard about that chimpanzee that attacked that woman. She got a face transplant. It's a horrible story, but you know, 30 years that monkey lived in harmony. But if you don't understand the animal, you're not trained, you don't have the ability, and quite frankly, that animal is going to get agitated. You know, animals age and get cranky too.
That's right.
You know?
It's not kind to the animal. You can't tell
not
me.
Not kind to your neighbor who has a missing face either. I mean, that's the other thing. It's a liability.
Right.
That raccoon does anything. Hey, sponsored by Geico, by the way. You know, it's not going to be covered in your homeowners when your marmoset goes off and eats a child.
That's right.
If that's possible.
You know, and I want people to know, too, like there's rabies vector species. These are animals that are more prone to get rabies in New York State, and there's three of them. There's raccoons, there's bats, and there's skunk, okay? So don't touch raccoons, ever.
No,
I don't care if they're small and cuddly.
They're not.
You don't touch, well, they're cute. I think they're great animals.
Yeah.
But they're great on their own. They're not meant to be our friends. We shouldn't feed them. We shouldn't have them close to humans.
How do you feel with deer?
They shouldn't be
pets either, right? They're not
our absolutely.
Friends.
We should never feed the wildlife. Don't feed wildlife.
There's a black bear running around Western New York, and I've heard people text in and call in, email me that, you know, their neighbors are feeding this black bear.
Please don't feed the wildlife.
So stupid.
It's not helpful to the wildlife, because if we start bringing wildlife into our areas where humans are, that is a death sentence for that animal. So you're not being kind to that animal if you're feeding it. You really aren't.
And our cars.
And your cars. And it also, you know, it causes disease to spread among animals if they're all coming to the same place to eat.
And there's always going to be a food chain. And if you have a cute, cuddly pet, one of the things that they do in the West with the coyote population, they can't put their dogs outside for just to take it out. They've got to supervise it because there's always a threat that, you know, a predator can come in and take away your cat or dog.
Absolutely true. We need to be responsible pet owners, and that does not mean drawing in wildlife into their environment.
Barbara Haney, Wildlife Director at the SPCA. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. That's Barbara Haney with the SPCA. I want to remind you, we're going to talk to Kathy from Tops. Do you want to come over now? And yeah, we'll talk to Kathy from Tops. I want to remind you, we're at the 2018 SPCA Radiothon, sponsored by Geico. And you can give them a call on the Comtel donor line, 873-7722. Be a angel of the animals, get a gift from Mighty Taco. And we are, wow, look at this check. Tops Friendly Markets. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. You're with Public Relations at Tops.
I am. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. You are contributing to the SPCA serving Erie County.
Yes, we are. We're very proud to give back to our furry friends in the community and to this great organization. They do so much good here in Western New York.
Well, you've got a giant check sitting on the table. What does it goes into making a giant check? You don't have those like lying around, do you?
We don't have them lying around. We do have great partners in the community that help us out with these great checks to bring for presentations like today.
So Kathy Sauter.
Yes.
And Tops Friendly Markets. You guys have done this for a long time.
We have. We're happy to give back to the community. Tops is known. Our mission statement is neighbors helping neighbors. So we are happy to give back to this wonderful organization. We partner with Smucker's, Nine Lives, Milkbone. They are our vendors in the Tops world. And we put on an event back in October. It was Pet-O-Ween. And it was great because a lot of people brought their animals in costume to our stores and took part in a lot of photography and things like that.
And a lot of cleanup.
Well, you know, we had little fuzzballs here and there, of course, but
worked that out.
It was great to have the community come out and support the SPCA and our vendor partners. So we're happy to be here today.
I would argue that nobody knows the people of Western New York more than a grocery store that's been around as long as Tops has. And Western New Yorkers, they love their animals.
They certainly do. I mean, they're part of our families. And Tops embraces the pet industry as well, and they're part of our family. So we embrace the furry friends of our families as well.
Are you sneaking out any animals today, or are you going to go home?
My husband's here with me today, and he's taking a look at giving me a look at don't bring in any fuzzy animals.
Are you looking at a dog today or a cat? No? That's not happening.
I'm getting a look. We have two cats at home. So.
Something tells me he was not prepared to take home anything other than you tonight. Not an animal, not two cats. There are some beautiful animals here, and they have a half-off adoption today for anyone that walks in. You guys, as always, have stood up and really very gracious with this check. And what does it say to have a strong, healthy SPCA in Western New York?
We're very fortunate to have this organization here helping the animals, the rescue missions that they go on. We're very fortunate, as well as just an adoption event like this, the Vets to Pets event that was recently hosted by the SPCA. Just so important to be able to have, you know, a pet in someone's life, you know, lifelong friends for a child to have, you know, growing
Absolutely.
Up, as well as, you know, an elderly person to have that companionship. Just really, really important to have an organization like this in our community.
Well, thank you for your support, Kathy Sauter from Tops Friendly Markets, and your contribution, your commitment to the SPCA year after year. It means a lot. Thanks
We're happy to be here.
WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a little milder. Chance of light rain in the afternoon, becoming more widespread overnight. Highs of 45 Saturday. Periods of rain, breezy, and seasonably mild. Highs near 43 on Sunday. Mostly to partly cloudy. Chance of scattered light rain, mixing with snow in the afternoon. Highs near 40. Right now it's 40 in Buffalo.
Thank you very much, Phil Kennedy. Thank you, Alan Harris. We're at the SPCA Radiothon 2018 version. Live right now at the SPCA. Come on down here and get half off adoptions. All these cats must go. We're going to sit down now with the Slobber Shop. We've got Shelly Gordon from the Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. There is something very special about a Basset Hound. Shelly, you obviously fell in love with this dog. Say that again. Go ahead.
I have three of them at home.
Three Basset Hounds.
I do.
Now, what started the Slobber Shop? What this is a national organization.
It's a statewide organization for Basset Hounds. Yep.
All right. And so, how did you get involved at the local chapter?
Well, actually, I had a dog, a Basset Hound, go missing back in 1992, and then in 1995, I saw an ad for a Basset rescue, and I said I wanted to get involved. So I started off by doing home checks. And then I started the store, and now I'm the president of the group.
And so what exactly, how many, do you have a number of how many Basset Hounds are in the area?
In the area, I don't. But our rescue saves about 110 a year.
110, that means there's a lot of Basset Hounds out there.
There's a lot of Basset Hounds. We bring a lot in from out of state, Kentucky, Missouri, Indiana.
Now, these dogs have traditionally had the reputation of being the dog that could, you know, in every movie, isn't it a Basset Hound that like is on the trail and sniffing things out? What do they do?
Or on the couch, yeah.
Yeah, or on the couch. Right. But for the most part, is it the people love the Basset Hound just because of the way it looks?
I think a lot of people fall in love with the Basset Hound when they're a puppy because they have the super long ears and they're very cute. And then when they grow up, they get to be stubborn and they have some ear problems and they can tend to get overweight, so they take a little bit more care.
What's wrong with their ears?
Well, they're very long and heavy.
I know what that's like. Yeah, thank you.
So they're prone to ear infections.
Ear infections. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking out for my own future. Let's go and have ear infections. And as far as the Basset Hound Rescue, 110 a year. What is this, neglect, abuse? What are we talking about?
Well, it's a lot of animals from down south. So a lot of the people down there use them for hunting dogs. And if they don't hunt like they want them to, then they put them out, take them to the shelter.
And so how is that different than, you go to a foster place? Is that what happens?
Yep, the dogs come up here, and we put them in foster homes. We don't have a facility, so they all go to foster homes. So we could always use foster homes, too. Anybody who wants to house a dog for maybe a week or two.
How do people find more information about the Slobber Shop?
Okay, the Slobber Shop is our online store. It's the Slobber Shop, SHOPPE.com. And if you're interested in adopting or fostering a basset, you can go to nybasset.org.
nybasset.org, Shelley Gordon, the Slobber Shop. You're also sponsoring this hour of the SPCA Radio-a-thon.
I love the SPCA.
Well, and you're a board member of
SPCA. I am.
Why is the SPA so important to us here in Western New York?
Well, it's the only facility of its kind here. I mean, they do animal cruelty investigations, and they bring up a lot of dogs from down south, too. So,
matter of fact, a truck just stopped up here from down
south.
What's going on in the south?
What's
wrong with these people? They lost the war, and they've gone crazy. No, but down south, it's warmer. People
They leave the dogs outside.
And so maybe you get a little laxed. But someone's rounding them up and bringing them to Buffalo.
Yep.
And that's the SPA is finding homes for these dogs.
Yes. They do an amazing job at it.
And it's not just that. We heard from the wildlife coordinator. They've got everything. And they've got beaver and eagle, and there's pigeons and you name it, turtles and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But as far as the Basset Hound goes, the website again is what?
nybasset.org, and that's to adopt or foster or even volunteer. We'd love to have some volunteers in the area.
Shelley Gordon, thank you so very much. The Slobber Shop by ABC Basset Hound Rescue. Shelley Gordon, also a board member, and they're sponsoring this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Nice to see you again.
You too, thank
you. All right. So there we have it. There is the Slobber Shop. We're talking Basset Hounds. We're talking wildlife. We're at the SPCA 2018 Radio-a-thon, sponsored by Geico. You can be an angel to the animals. All you got to do is call the Comtel donor line, 873-SPCA, 873-7722. And every angel for the animal, these people need to pipe down. We're talking about Muddy Taco. Every angel for the animal gets a free gift from Muddy Taco, and they're very excited about it. Everyone's excited about that.